This is Senate Bill 156, and we all know it's appropriate that people that commit crimes are punished, but we also know that if we don't get them working when they get back out, there's a very high likelihood of them going back into prison. And what this bill does, it helps them with regard to finding jobs as they're getting into a reentry facility. You know, for every time a person gets out and gets recommitted, there's been a victim. And so we've got to be certain we're reducing the number of victims and we're reducing the number of people that are going back into prison. But what this bill does is it gives access to individuals that are in the reentry facility the right to access job search websites. And, you know, we want to limit that and make sure they're on the appropriate websites, and that can definitely be done with today's technology. But this specifically came from a request out of Center in Peoria and also my facility that I've been working so hard with in the Life Skills Center in Kewaunee, that the ability for these individuals to find out what jobs are available and also prepare themselves for the job is hurting all of us because it's putting people back in prison and then they're on the cost of society. This is primarily my first focus on reentry facilities, but also we're looking at this for the Kewaunee facility, which is a Life Skills Center. And that's a very popular facility. Individual I've talked to, they're in the prison system that are looking forward to how can I get to Kewaunee where I will be taught skills that prepare me for reentry. One example up there is that they're getting ready to graduate their second class of welders. And I was not able to go to the first graduation, but I heard a story about a gentleman that stood up and an educator from the junior college up there, community college, said they'd never seen a more emotional graduation, where this young man said, "This welding program and the fact that I'll be able to get a job is the first time in my life I've ever felt like a man." Now, that's a heck of a statement from someone. And people serve their time, and it's our duty to try to help them get reemployed. And it's also good for our society as a whole.